Listeners, ahoy! Time to hit the foam for that sparkling underwater fantasy, The Land of the Lost, followed by Lucky Seven Prize Time. The Mutual Broadcasting System presents The Land of the Lost. And its discoverer, the well-known storyteller, Isabel Manning Houston.
Imagine a mysterious kingdom at the bottom of the sea, where all the things that disappear from Earth find their way. Well, there is such a place. My brother Billy and I have been there. It's called the Land of the Lost. But we'd never have known about it if we hadn't made friends with a wise talking fish, Red Lantern. You see, Red Lantern took us to the Land of the Lost to hunt for my favorite doll, Henrietta. We weren't allowed to bring her home, but we used to go back every week to see more of the wonderful things in that magical realm. One bright February day, when the whole ocean was sparkling like a great green jewel, Red Lantern hurried us through the seaweed curtain at the entrance to the kingdom.
Get a ripple on, Tadpoles. Full steam ahead for Toyland.
Toyland?
What are the lost toys up to now, Red Lantern?
Well, I'll give you a hint.
Gee whiz, Red Lantern, I never knew you could whistle.
Fins and fiddlesticks, of course I can. But what is it I'm whistling? That's the point.
Here comes... Why, Red Lantern, it's the wedding march.
Now, can't you guess?
It isn't. You don't mean Henrietta and Captain Pine are to be married?
Yes, Isabel. That strawberry blonde doll of yours and Billy's old wooden soldier have finally named the day.
Boy, it's taken them long enough.
I think what really turned the tide was Kid Squid asking them whether they were just engaged or engaged to be married.
I bet that got Henrietta's goat.
Well, here we are, Pollywogs. Here's the gate to Toyland.
Today, Red Lantern.
Not today, Isabel. Henrietta's been away on a vacation, you know. She just got back from Playtime Harbor yesterday.
Oh.
And Captain Pine has a wonderful surprise waiting for her. He's rented the house that Jack built.
The house that Jack built?
Yes. It's all being done over. Dolled up, as it were. And as soon as they get it furnished, they're
going... Hold on. There's Captain Pine now. Hey, Captain.
Congratulations, Captain Pine.
Hello, kids.
Hey, what's the matter with him? He looks as if he'd been out in the rain all night.
Where's Henrietta, Captain Pine?
Gone.
Huh? Gone? Where?
Back to Playtime Harbor and good riddance.
What's that? Weeping walruses, don't tell me you two have had another spat.
Spat my bayonet? You folks might as well know. Her and me are through for good. Washed up.
Oh, no, Captain Pine.
Of all the persnickety, hoity-toity dames that ever swung a parasol, that doll takes the cake.
Now, listen.
Just because I passed the remark that she's put on a little weight.
Uh-oh.
Did you have to tell her that, Captain Pine? You know how sensitive Henrietta is about her figure.
Sensitive? Touchy's the word. She blew up like a cannon cracker on the 4th of July. Call me a wooden head and a stick in the mud.
And I suppose you flared up in the good old pine tradition.
Us pines don't believe in being supine, Red Lantern. I got feelings too, you know.
Oh, dear. And just when we thought everything was all settled.
It's settled, all right. No redhead is going to throw my ring back in my face and get away with it.
She did that? Her engagement ring?
I'll say she did.
Oh, Captain Pine, I know Henrietta's sorry by now. You've got to make her take it back.
Take it back, nothing. Don't think that ring is burning a hole in my pocket. I got rid of it this morning.
Oh, gosh. Then you mean...
It's all over, folks. This time is the end. Forgot and spurned beyond recall.
I beg your pardon?
She played me for a sucker, folks. But now she's got to pay. She's tried it once too often, and the sucker got away.
Maybe you got away, Captain, but you don't seem very happy about it.
What do you mean? Never felt better in my life.
Tell it to the Toyland Marines.
That's just what I'm going to do.
Huh?
I'm heading for the barracks right now to let my buddies know I'm a free man again. So long, kid.
Once a sapling, always a sapling. The poor fellow's wretched under that veneer of his.
Oh, we've got to patch things up, Red Lantern. If only Henrietta weren't so far away.
Playtime Harbor isn't so far off, Isabel. We could get there in a jiffy if we caught the Toyland Flyer.
That little train over there on the track?
That's right.
It's just big enough for us to squeeze in, Billy.
Well, then come on.
All aboard!
Hold it, Skipper. Hold it for three more passengers. Scramble in, small fry.
Everybody ready?
All set.
Then we're off. Next stop, Playtime Harbor.
Hey, this place is neat. Look at all the doll cottages along the boardwalk with beach umbrellas.
Never mind that now, Billy. We've got to find Henrietta.
Did you say Henrietta?
Oh, why, yes. Are you a friend of hers?
Well, I know her. I'm Betsy Calico.
Sweet little bunch of ruffles, isn't she?
Henrietta's staying at the Bandbox Inn, the second cottage on the right.
Oh, thank you ever so much, Betsy. Come on, Billy.
Okay, but what's the big rush?
Oh, Billy, you always were so unsympathetic to Henrietta. Goodness, the poor dear is probably crying her eyes out right now.
Oh, yeah? Take a look over there in that hammock under the trees.
For mercy's sake, Henrietta with a gentleman doll.
And very cozy they look, too.
Now, Mr. Supworthy, I bet you tell that to all the girls.
Crying her eyes out, huh?
Shh. I want to hear what they're saying.
Oh, don't be unkind, Henrietta. You know I never admired any young lady the way I do you.
Not even Betsy Calico?
Well, no. Well, Betsy's a very nice girl.
And she thinks you're wonderful.
Oh, but since I met you, Henrietta, I just don't know whether I'm coming or going.
Well, just between you and me, Joe.
Joan, she called me Joe.
I think you're kind of cute.
Oh, Henrietta, you mean I have a chance? You haven't just been leading me on all summer?
All summer? Did you hear that?
Why, Joe, how can you say such a thing? Didn't I come all the way back here just to see you again?
You did? It was on my account, honest? Oh, gee, gosh, you don't know how that makes me feel. I never expected such a sudden thrill as this. Not to be rejected, filled my heart with bliss. Tell me I'm not dreaming.
If you wonder, take my hand.
Oh, all the world is beaming.
Love is really dear.
Oh, sweet, sweet Henrietta, may I hold you on my knee?
Oh, what a go-getter.
You're the doll for me. The And we're engaged, aren't we, Henrietta?
Naturally.
Go, golf and gollywogs. I'm so excited. Wait here, darling. I have something for you.
For me?
Oh, I never thought you'd say yes, but in case you did, I wanted to be prepared. Now, don't go away. I'll be right back.
Well, Henrietta. Oh, Isabel. What are you doing here?
I thought you'd be feeling dreadful because of that silly quarrel with Captain Pine.
Oh, him.
Listen, Henrietta. He's a good guy, and you've given him a raw deal. Flirting all summer behind his back with that stuff, Worthy.
I'll thank you to stay out of my affairs, Billy.
Oh, but Henrietta, think what you're doing. You'll be sorry if you throw over Captain Pine.
Why, he's the pride of the Toyland Marines. You'll never find another like him.
I don't want another like him. I'm going to marry a real gentleman.
That fat dolly coddle we just saw?
Mr. Stuckworthy may be a little plump, but he has a big heart.
And a soft head.
You know you don't care about him, Henrietta. You love Captain Pine, and he loves you. Why, it'll just kill him if he hears about this. He's miserable enough already.
He is?
Sure he is. Come on and see for yourself.
There's Joe. Please, Isabel, Philly, don't say anything to him about, you know who. He doesn't know about you.
Henrietta, my love. Oh, I beg your pardon.
Joe. Yes? These are old friends of mine who just stopped in to pay me a visit. Isabel's a little girl I used to belong to. How
happy
do you do?
To meet you, ma'am.
And this is Billy and Red Lantern.
Well, any friends of Henrietta's are friends of mine. have you heard the good news?
Yes, we were just discussing it.
Oh, am I a lucky fella? It only happened a minute ago. I didn't even have the ring with me, but here it is.
Oh, wait a minute. Here comes Betsy Calico and two of the other dolls. Yoo-hoo! Betsy! Yes, Henrietta? I have a little surprise for you. Mr. Stuckworthy has proposed to me. He has.
Oh, poor Betsy.
And he just brought me the ring. I thought you girls would enjoy seeing me open it. Kind of you, Henrietta. It's a lovely fact, Joe.
Well, look inside. Look inside, precious. I think you... what's the matter, honey bunch? Don't you like aquamarine?
What under the
stuff? Silly, don't you see? It's Henrietta's old engagement ring. The one she gave back to Captain Pine.
Holy smoke.
Henrietta! Baby mine, what's wrong?
Where did you get that ring, Joe?
Why, I picked it up when I ran into Toyland this morning. Bought it from an army chap I used to know. It looked like a real bargain to me.
Why, it's stunning, Henrietta. Henrietta, you ought to be ashamed hurting Joe's feelings.
I'm sorry, Joe.
Well, then, what's the matter?
Oh, leave me alone, everybody. Leave me alone. Well, come on,
Jessie.
We better go.
Well, good gosh. What have I done?
It's your fault, Joe.
She'll be all right.
She was just kind of overcome, that's all.
Well, I guess you know her better than I do, ma'am. She's such a delicate little lady. She's high-strung like.
Yes, the emotional type.
I think I'd better go in and talk to her.
Good idea, Isabel. Billy and I'll take a little stroll.
Well, I'll wait here. You tell her if there's anything I can do.
I will. Henrietta. Henrietta, dear. It's just me, Isabel. Do you mind if I come in? Oh, now, Henrietta, hush, dear. There's no use going on like this.
Oh, you don't understand.
Yes, I do. I knew it was a shock seeing that ring again.
A shock? Oh, my heart is broken. To think, even though I gave it back to him, to think my captain would sell our engagement.
your captain anymore. You broke the engagement yourself.
Oh, it was only to teach him a lesson. I never teach him a lesson. I never thought he'd take it seriously.
Then it is Captain Pine you care about.
Of course it is. I'll never love anyone else as long as I live.
Well, you have got yourself into a mess, Henrietta, and I'm afraid you deserve it.
Oh, don't scold me, Isabel. I'm unhappy enough as it is.
Well, how do you think poor Joe Stuffworthy is going to feel when he finds out you only took him on the rebound?
Joe?
Don't forget he thinks you're engaged to him.
Oh, dear. Oh, I guess I'll just have to marry him.
But you don't love him? Oh, that wouldn't be fair.
Oh, but Isabel, you wouldn't want me to be an old maid, would you?
Oh, really, Henrietta, you're the limit. There's only one thing for you to do. Tell Joe the truth.
And have that Betsy Calico snatch him up while I'd be left all alone? Oh, my goodness. A girl has to have some pride.
You'd better swallow that pride and make up with Captain Pine.
Oh, it's too late. He said he never wanted to see me again. Oh, my life is ruined.
Be quiet. Somebody's coming up the walk outside.
Oh, Isabel, close the Venetian blinds. I don't want anyone to look in.
All right. Henrietta.
What?
Do you know who that is on the porch?
Anybody around here seen Joe Stuffworthy?
What? Who's that?
That voice is Captain Pine.
Here I am. Who wants me? Oh, it's you, Pine.
Oh, dear, listen to them.
Splutter my timbers, but I'm glad I found you, Stuffworthy.
Why? What's the matter?
It's about that ring you bought from me.
The aquamarine? Well, what about it?
My heart.
Shh, Henrietta, they'll hear you.
I made a mistake, fella.
Oh, no, see here, a bargain's a bargain.
I'll give you just what you paid for it.
Oh, wait a minute, Pine. I can't give that ring back to you.
Why not?
I told you I wanted it for an engagement ring.
Oh, come on, pal. Be a sport. You can get another one just as good.
Oh, but another one won't do. I've already given it to my girl.
Oh!
Too bad, friend. But, say, what's the matter with you getting another one?
Won't do for me either. I gotta have this one or else.
Huh?
Say, listen, chum. I'm in a spot. I'm engaged to a certain doll, see? A pepperoo.
Hear that, Henrietta?
Well, her and me had a sort of a... kind of a... falling out. Just a little lover's quarrel, you know? Nothing serious.
Well, if she gave you the ring back herself, she can't blame you for what you did with it.
Oh, no? Say, you don't know my gorgeous Stuffworthy. She don't take to explanations. But now your girl...
Oh, I have a heart, Pine. We only got engaged this morning. And besides, she's a redhead.
A redhead? Well, what do you know? So's mine.
Yeah?
You let me manage this. I know all there is to know about these Carrot Top babies.
You know?
Sure. Just let Pine tell his story to your one and only. And if she won't listen to Roz a reason, I'll vamoose.
Well, I have a feeling this may get me in trouble, but I guess it's no use me standing up to the Marines.
That's a stuff where they are.
All right. I'll go and get her.
Oh, Henrietta, Joe's coming in after you. He'll be here in a minute.
Oh, Isabel, save me. How can I get away?
Well, not out the window. The captain's still on the porch.
Well, then hurry. Let's slip down the hall.
Honey bun, can I see you for a minute?
Oh, too late. You'll just have to face the music, Henrietta.
Oh, there you are.
What is it, Joe?
Well, take my arm, sweetie pie, and come out on the porch. I want you to meet a friend of mine.
But I don't feel very well.
Oh, no, nothing like a little fresh air. Just lean on me, honey bun. Here we are.
I think I'm going to swoon.
Oh, please don't do that. Now, not until you've met Captain Pine.
Gorgeous!
Now, never mind the compliments, Pine. This lady's about to faint.
Oh, no, she's not. I've seen that act before.
Huh?
What are you doing with my girl, Stuffworthy?
Your girl? But this is my girl, my fiancée, Miss Henrietta.
Says you? She's She's my gorgeous. That's who she is.
Sir, you're talking through your paint. For goodness sakes, tell him, Honey Bunch.
Honey Bunch? I'll Honey Bunch you.
Huh?
Take that.
Captain, what's the trouble?
That overstuffed bumpkin tried to make me believe that he and Gorgeous Hill was...
Take a deep breath, Captain. Henrietta happens to be wearing his ring.
No, no. Oh, please, Captain dear, don't look at me like that. I only took it because I thought you didn't love me anymore.
What's that? You two know each other?
Know each other? They've been engaged for gosh knows how long.
What? I must say, Henrietta...
Oh, forgive me, Joe. It's all my fault. But Betsy will make you happier than I ever could.
Yeah, maybe you're right at that.
Me? Oh, Joe.
So, you've been two-timing me again, Henrietta.
No, no, Captain, please.
You told me to it, didn't you, Isabel? And besides, he's done plenty of two-timing himself.
Now, wait a minute.
That's a hot one coming from you.
They're off again.
What about your chasing that Spanish mackerel, Lolita?
Henrietta, now you stop.
Oh, yeah. What about you and Al Snootfish?
Steady in the gangway there. You two can't get along without each other. Why don't you try getting along with each other? Come on. Let's see you kiss and make up.
Maybe you got something there, Red Lantern. Come here, Gorgeous.
Oh, Captain.
This time she's really swooned.
Oh, what a well-mated pair. They're always up in the air. But neither one gives a care.
So why should we?
They don't want life to be tame. Squabbling is their favorite game. But we believe just the same. We believe happy they'll be, they'll be. Happy they will be.
Lucky seven-time Pollywogs. All our old friends know what Lucky Seven Time means and how much fun it is to hear their names announced as winners. You new friends can be winners, too. It's very easy. Have you lost anything that you love very much and that you'd like to have returned? Then write and tell us about it. Yes, that's all you have to do. Tell us in your own words what you've lost and why you want it back. If, in the opinion of our judges, you send in one of the most interesting letters, we'll send you the nearest possible duplicate to your lost treasure.
A little girl in Boston writes, I have never owned anything in my life as beautiful as the ring you sent me. It is much prettier than the one I lost. I'll take good care of it and thank you from my whole heart. Of course, you may not have lost a ring. The treasure you want back may be a compass, a barrette for your hair, a doll, or a game. Whatever it is, write and tell us about it. And if you don't win the first time you write, try again. Have a pencil handy. We'll give you the address later. And at the same time, tell you how to get your Land of the Lost books with pictures of the characters you hear on this program. Now, the winners.
First, Richard Wacker of Union, New Jersey, lost his brown leather school bag. A beautiful new school bag is on the way to Richard. Helen Clara Beach of Logan, Utah, wins a ring with a flashing red stone. And Mary Lynn Campbell of Redfield, South Dakota, gets a beautiful opal ring. Mary Lynn was out with her grandpa feeding the chickens. She dropped a ring, and before she could get it, Oscar, her pet hen, gobbled it up.
Second, Rosemarie Tenaiken of Chicago, Illinois, wins a beautiful calfskin wallet. Rosemarie and her friends have just started a Red Lantern Club.
Third, Carol Schwartz of the Bronx, New York, wins the return of a treasured book. Carol started a Land of the Lost club called the Knights of the Square Table. All the new members are sworn in by placing their hands on the Land of the Lost book. Carol wrote a very fine poem about the Land of the Lost, and we're proud of her letter. Handsome black and gold fountain pens are on the way to Tommy Abbott of Gadsden, Alabama, and Donald Bruder of Brooklyn, New York.
Fourth, the winners of Fine Healthy Turtles are Leland Knight of Grand Junction, Colorado, Joe DeMattia of Medford, Massachusetts, Lee Cooperman of Tampa, Florida, John Jameson of Davenport, Iowa, and Ann Nall of Denville, New Jersey.
Fifth, Philip Stein of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, wins a standard Scout flashlight. Roseanne Sandman of Deer Park, Cincinnati, gets a sterling silver bracelet with a beautiful carved likeness of Red Lantern. William F. Manley of Boston, Massachusetts, shot an arrow into the air. It fell to earth, he knew not where, but we know, and we're sending William a new set of arrows.
Sixth, Tom Ross, member of a Kid Squid Club in Skookie, Illinois, wins a fine hunting knife. Patty Lerman of New York City gets a Monopoly set for her Land of the Lost Club, named for Henrietta. Patty's big sister helped her organize this club. The members hold meetings twice a week in the park house. They make clothes and have fashion shows for their dolls. They also play games and never miss a Land of the Lost program.
Seventh, 9-year-old Dick Atwell of Fort Dodge, Iowa, lost his scout knife in the snow. It was the one his daddy, a prisoner of the Japs for over 3 years, gave him, and he treasured it a lot. It had four blades. The finest scout knife we could buy is on the way to Dick, and we hope he has a lot of fun with it. And now comes the grand prize winner of all. The listener, who in the opinion of our judges has sent in the most interesting letter of all those received. Clarice Bowersock of Anthony, Kansas, who has written many times, but who has really had faith in our motto, Never Say Lost. Clarice is a Girl Scout, and on a recent hike, she lost her very best piece of jewelry, a gold locket with places for two pictures. A lovely new locket is on the way to Clarice, who sent us this poem along with her letter. The Land of the Lost is the best on the air, and if anyone says it isn't, they're missing somewhere. Well, we hope none of you will be missing this time next week. Congratulations, all you winners. And to the rest of you, remember our motto, never say lost.
And remember, too, that you may be hearing your name next week as a winner on Lucky 7 Time. Get your letters off as soon as possible telling us about anything you've lost. No matter what it is, you'll receive the nearest possible duplicate if, in the opinion of our judges, you send in one of the most interesting letters explaining why you want your lost possessions returned. You can send your letter in separately, or if you're ordering a Land of the Lost book, enclose it with your order. Those of you who had Land of the Lost books with you today know how much fun it was to look for the pictures of Henrietta and Captain Pine as you listened to them talk. To get your Land of the Lost book and Red Lantern badge, send $2 in cash, check, or money order addressed to the Land of the Lost, care of the Mutual Broadcasting System, Box 222, that's 222, Times Square Station, New York. Got that address? Land of the Lost, care of the Mutual Broadcasting System, Box 222. That's right, 222, Times Square Station, New York. Print your name and address plainly. Do this, too, when you write about those treasures you've lost and want returned. And be with us next week when our old friend Kid Squid has his feelers full of trouble with a holdup at the Sand Bank. Listen, same time, same station, when Isabel Manning Hewson takes you again to the Land of the Lost. The Land of the Lost is an original story by Isabel Manning Hewson. The director is Cyril Armbrister, vocal arrangements Peggy Marshall, lyrics Barbara Miller, musical background Gene Perazzo. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.